All right, we're going to open up with a song, a couple of songs here that were written back in the 1930s and 1940s. And the first song is going to feature our fiddle player over here, Mr. Elan Chalford. He's going to play that fiddle as long as everybody claps to the beat. Now, he may be up here all night. All right. Go ahead and announce it.
So it's going to feature Susan Chapman clogging away while Elan's playing the fiddle. Hope you all clap and help out. Help us keep the beat on this song. You've probably been clapping all day long, haven't you? Hands are sore.
Okay. We ready? We're all spaced out.
No, spaced out on the stage.
Okay, get your hands together now. Where the people would come from far away, dance all night to the break of day, and the caller would holler out, do-si-do. New Uncle Pan was ready to go. Late in the evening, about to nine, I'll be on the bus down. The band played the fiddle, Lord, how it ring. Hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Played an old tune called Soldier Joy. Well, it broke his strings on a Boston boy. My favorite of all was Jen and Lynn. To me, that's where the fiddle began. That mournful day when Uncle Penny passed away, and he hung up his bow, knew it was time to go. Late in the evening, about sit down on the hill above the town. Played the fiddle, Lord, how it ring. Hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Now we're going to do a song that's older than that one, written by Mr. Stephen Grappelli and Django Reinhardt back in the 30s. It's called The Minor Swing. And this is where Bill Monroe got bluegrass from, right here. Thank you.
banjo, boy.
That was Wes Lassiter on the banjo there, and T.J. Wangerman on the mandolin, and Sandra Jemison on the bass. All right. Okay, we're going to do an old Florida folk song for you now. We're going to dedicate this song to Cousin Thelma. We're going to be another of the hundreds of bands that owe our existence, really, to some of the things that Cousin Thelma has brought into the Florida Folk Festival. And this is a song about a man named Old Jim Howard that lived up in Island Grove, Florida, which is near Cross Creek. Had him a dog named Whiskey and an old yeller cat that rode on top of his car. And we wrote this song about 3 or 4 years ago. And if anybody's seen Old Jim Howard in the last couple of years, let me know, would you? Way up in the Florida backwoods where deer and bobcat roam, lived a man named Old Jim Howard in the town of Island Grove. He's kind of like Bojangles, but he don't dance a lick. He makes you laugh real hearty with the word so quick. Countin', some say he's insane. He don't believe in working come the sunshine or the rain. Let me hear it rain. Well, I went down to see Old Jim. Wait a minute. When the sun rose in the morning, you could always find him there. Whiskey lying in the sun, Jim in that folding chair. But then one day a big mean dog grabbed Whiskey by the throat. Woo! Woo! And took Jim's pal into the death of huge jug of his throat. Well, Whiskey died quiet bravely, and still it broke Jim's heart. And he vowed someday to kill that beast and took his pal apart. Land. We'll be right back. see old Jim, but no one was there. The place just didn't look the same without that folding chair. I wondered if Jim left this world with whiskey passed away. Then I knew the loneliness he must have felt that day. This world would be a lousy place without a Jim to care. All those four stray cats and dogs, no laughter in the air. All right, thank you very much. All right, Wes, how about a little bit of that Dixie breakdown one time?
Also, besides the album. And now, guess what? A band. Gamble. Gamble Rogers Company.
Y'all having a good time? We are still getting things set up. I'm going to help these. How about a nice hand for the sound crew? This has been one of the most professional jobs we've had up here. 20 years. Well, I always play the class places. Let's put a little more bass on the voice mic. Bass, bass, bass. I'm just going to play it till you get the range. We're going to tune it up and get it perfect. Maybe a little more mid-range now. This song was written by Will McLean, Florida's Black Hat Troubadour. There was a man named Washington, his first name Abraham, and the judge he vowed he'd ride the rope into the promised land. Before he met his fateful doom, the hanging law was dead. Took him down to Rayford Town to the electric chair instead. And they strapped him to the electric chair, and there while he was waiting, the warden and the county sheriff were talking and debating which one of them should pull the switch and send this man to hell. And no decision could be reached, in prison he would dwell. They took him from the electric chair, his sweat had turned to blood. They told him that his life was spared, and from his eyes did flood the salty tears of gratefulness. It happens to all men. Down on his knees he made this vow to never sit again. I don't blame him. One day a prison gang could ride by pastures that were green. A mother and her baby strolled so happy and serene. Suddenly a vicious bull had charged his frightened wife. And Abraham, he jumped the fence and he saved the woman's life. A pardon full for Washington, his first name Abraham, who made a vow to never sit again while on this land. The last accounts of Washington, the day was cold and wet. Was Abraham if he kept your vow, and he said, I ain't said yet. There's a young songwriter named Michael Smith who's living in Chicago now, but he's one of the best of our American art songwriters. And you might have heard his song Margaret and the Dutchman, which is one of my favorites. Well, I've sung it so much, and I love it. I sing it almost every night. I'd like to do you another Mike Smith song. This is called The Ballad of Dan Moody. It's a song of nostalgia. He used to be A roving cowboy used to be a rodeo cowhand. Tried to rob the Kansas Railway along with two other friends of mine. I said, for God's sake, do not do this. They put it off for quite some time, till the 12th of January. Such cold and a bitter time, snow was drifting on the line. A mind confused is sometimes altered, so said a doctor friend of my acquaintance. Don't tell a madman with a shotgun, he's not allowed to shoot no one. I foolishly kept my own counsel, too easily tired of the fight. They'd done the deed and was successful, and come back the self same night, looking the same around the eyes. Me having recently found Jesus, I tried to speak to them as friends should do, of the eternal consequences and the awfulness of lives of sin. They soon fell in with sweet companions who helped them spend their evil ways, till the thought of precious Jesus drove me to a holy rage, and I knew they must be saved. Then who comes riding through the blizzard? Who comes riding through the wild, deep snow? Some sheriff's deputy seeking shelter and information about those rodeo chunks. I was out and know that they'd be sleeping. They'd come out with guns a-firing. Thought all three was to be murdered. This was never my desire. This I swear I did not know when I told a posse where to go. He used to be a roving cowboy. To be a rodeo cowhand. Tried to rob the Kansas Railway along with two other friends of mine. I was out and know that they'd be sleeping. They'd come out with guns a-firing. But all three was to be murdered. This was never my desire. This I swear I did not know when I told the posse where to go. Mike Smith. I have early on in the proceedings mentioned the name of my good friend and alter ego from Habersham County, Georgia, Agamemnon Abramovitz. Agamemnon is a philosopher where I come from. Now, there are some people in Habersham County who accuse him of being a liberal, because he says it's always easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. There are some who claim that he's a Democrat because he says you can never blame a man for being human unless he makes a habit of it. Some claim he's a Republican because he says an expert is just an ordinary man away from home. And there are some who claim that Agamemnon is an anachronism, which is to say that he belongs to another time and does not address current events. And yet it was I who heard him decant the following observation just recently at Arendelle's Purina store. He said, the new postage stamp bearing the likeness of the Ayatollah Khomeini will never receive widespread public acceptance in this country. No, sir, boys, it'll never, never stick to paper. Everybody's going to spit on the wrong side. Being a philosopher, he is apt to pontificate in a grave and sententious manner, framing his lofty sentiments in language rare and ruminative, speaking out with alacrity and perspicacity. He says, hot dang. I know that old Billy Carter is the head redneck. Last time I went by Billy Carter's house, he had a Lear jet up on concrete blocks in his front yard. Agamemnon says, I get downright tired of the way all these intellectual folks take a simple idea and turn it into something complicated. Take the idea of love. Love. All these college professors talking about love, they have to be too complex. They talk about patriarchal love, matriarchal love, connubial love, conjugal love, carnal love, spiritual love, and uxorious love. Shit. In the real world, there's just two kinds of love. There's love, and there's love. I'd like to play you folks a beautiful love song. This song represents the first time I ever heard a poem on a jukebox. A song written by Leonard Cohen of Canada. About a beautiful woman who lived by the seashore.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she brings you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Jesus was a sailor, then he walked across the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower.